Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is where the Stars and the Stripes and the Eagles fly, and most weeks Scott Hennett flying. Who knows? It's like, where's Waldo?
He flies?
With Scott. Yeah, he flies.
I didn't know he could do that.
Yeah, he hitchhikes. Does it all.
Big small buildings in a single bound, yeah.
Hey, we're brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO and main man of MyPillow. Wants to give back to our listeners, our friends. You get great discounts on all the products if you go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the radio listener specials. Promo code you need to know is Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Right now, they've got big discounts on mattress toppers, towels, the slippers, and I think the sheets are the four big ones, and always the pillows. But right now, they're doing a buy one, get one on the Giza, on the Giza sheets. So there you go. The buy one, get one offer is going on right now, but it's a flash sale, so it could end any time on the Giza sheets. I think they're like $40 now. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials right there on the homepage. BOGO. Get the buy one, get one on the Giza sheets. Promo code is Scott or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. It's terrible what they did to Mike Lindell at a lot of the big box stores. And so we got to support him through his website. Just terrible. So there you go. Promo code Scott, 800-506-9028. Pleasure to have Mr. Kim Koppelman back. I said earlier in the program when we were in the local edition that it's always nice for me being a Minnesota resident, Todd, to hang out with a North Dakota lawmaker because I feel lighter. I feel my burden has been lifted when I hang out with some common
people. Now you know why we live in North Dakota.
This side of the Red River, yeah. I'm a rock and a cowl person in Minnesota. We do what we do. Well, welcome back, Kim.
Thank you. According to your illustrious governor, right?
Yeah. We're all rocks and cows unless you live in Hamilton or Ramsey County.
Good to be back. And, you know, for those of you who have no clue who is speaking, my name is Kim Koppelman. I serve in the North Dakota legislature, have for a long time, and over the years have chaired the Constitutional Revision Committee and the Judiciary Committee for the longest time, and I'm now the Speaker of the House. Was previously the national chairman of the Council of State Governments, which is made up of all three branches of government in all 50 states. So I got a taste of working with not only legislators, but governors and judges and other people from all over the country. And it made me even more pleased with and proud of what we do in North Dakota. So it's good to be here, sitting in Scott's seat, and look forward to the program today. Good to be with you, gentlemen. We have couple things going on with the a couple guests coming into the program today, and just going forward, I wanted to lay something out, and you guys can pick this up with the details, but we thought we'd do a little contest, because I don't know how much people really know about their state legislature. We are kind of the stealth worker bees of state government. A lot of people don't have a clue who we are, and as a result of that, it's always interesting for me to talk with people and find out how much they know or how much they don't know about those that represent them in the legislature. So, with that in mind, who can call in and tell us four things? Number one, what legislative district do you live in? And the other three things are, who are the three legislators? Every citizen in North Dakota has three people representing them in the legislature, one senator and two representatives. So if you can call in, and the third caller who can tell us who is the, what is the district you live in and who are the three legislators that represent you there, you're going to get a special gift from MyPillow, something special. So let's see if people know much about who represents them in the legislature. You know, in North Dakota, we have quite a system of government. And as I said, working around the nation with people in other states, it may be even more proud of what we do here in North Dakota. And I really believe that we do what our founding fathers intended for government to be, whether it be on the state level or the national level, the federal level. And that is simply that we should elect neighbors from among us to go represent us at the Capitol for a short time. In North Dakota, we meet every other year for about 3.5 or 4 months. Many states meet every year. Many states meet all the time. They're virtually full-time legislatures. That's certainly not the case in North Dakota. And in North Dakota, we elect neighbors from among us to go represent us for a short time at the Capitol, and then they come home, and they live among those they represent under the laws they pass.
Imagine that.
And that is a very
shocking,
unusual
idea.
Process, yeah. But we still do it right. And as you mentioned earlier, Kevin, and that is something that we're very proud of in North Dakota. And I think maybe it's easy to take it for granted. So as you
know, Kevin, if you lived in Minnesota, you'd know why they can't do that in Minnesota. You don't want to go back to pass laws and go back to the people that you screwed over. So
you might get stones thrown at you or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it. So at any rate, I think we do it right. But I'm anxious to hear from people. I don't know if the phones are ringing yet, but we have that little contest going. And I would like to know how many folks can call in and tell us what is their legislative district, what's the number of your district, and who are the three people that represent you in the state legislature. Maybe you know them personally. And some, I'm sure, are shrugging their shoulders saying, I don't have a clue who represents me. Well, maybe this is a good reminder that you should know.
Absolutely. Should know who your school board members are, who your city, county commissioners are. Yes, and be in, you know, well, if you're in Minnesota, good luck with getting in touch with them and having them respond. But, you know, it's funny, every time, and I have asked Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith to be on our program a lot. And I get...
And we've asked you why you still live in Minnesota.
I get the... And you never get any kind of real response. It's always this packaged... Thank you so much for reaching out. We continue to work hard for the people of Minnesota and the U.S. We look forward to your input.
Can you spell boilerplate? Yeah.
I mean,
and you write back,
God.
Oh, sure you do.
Sure you do. Yeah. Keep talking.
You know, I got to tell you a quick story. I think that there are Minnesota legislators, though, that really try.
Oh, and, no doubt.
And
I'm okay with Michelle Fishbach.
What, three
so
of them?
Far.
Four of them?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I'm talking
yep.
about the state legislature now.
Yep.
And
all
of
right,
course,
five
some,
of them.
Some of them are outnumbered, but... In our closer to us, our mm-hmm. part of the state, quick story about something that happened during the pandemic. I received a call from a gentleman that I know in Minnesota, probably about 70, 80, 90 miles from the Fargo-Moorhead area, West Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo area. I better add that because I live in West Fargo. And he called during the pandemic and he said, this is really terrible. He said, the governor is telling me I need to shut down my business and can't do business the way that we normally do. And there were competitors in the Twin Cities that were being allowed to do their business. He wasn't being allowed to do his. And he'd been told by the Attorney General's office he had to stop. And I won't go into the details because it would identify the type of business and who it is. But he said, I know you're in North Dakota, but can you help me? And I said, well, sure, I know you're state representative. So I called her, and she said, yeah, give him my cell number. And he called. And within 20 minutes, he called me back. He said, man, I want to thank you. And they got it all straightened out and figured out. And that's really what constituent service is about when you're in the state legislature. You can know your representative. You can know your senator and reach out to them. And the folks that I work with say they do a great job and they're very responsive. I hear that we have some people on the phone.
We do. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Tammy. Wanted to talk about District 46. Tammy, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Tammy.
Hey, how are you, Kim?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, yes. This is a no-brainer. I know all three of them.
Well, tell us.
Well, of course, it's Senator Jim Roars,
uh-huh.
Representative Shannon Roars-Jones,
uh-huh.
and Representative Jim Casper.
That's correct, and that's in Fargo in District 46. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep,
well, you got it right. You got it right. Good job. Thank you.
There you go. You passed the test.
You passed the test. So is that our first, I believe?
Yep.
And we're looking for three callers who can tell us go. That.
Nate in Fargo knows his reps. Nate, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how's it going? I just have a question, actually.
Sure.
Josh Boshi is my representative out of the 44th District.
Uh-huh.
And it just didn't happen with him yesterday. It's kind of every legislator when North Dakota gets a little money, either from the Bakken, the general fund.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got some COVID relief money that needs to be spent. And the first thing, North Dakota, who has the best schooling in the union, the best education in the union,
mm-hmm.
how can we always put it towards schooling when there's so many other things to put it towards, especially the roads and bridges and the early daycare stuff where we're giving it to daycare? It seems like that will only benefit the refugee population, and maybe that's Josh Boshi's maybe that's what he wants to do. I don't know. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I won't second guess Representative Oshie. I'll let him respond and answer for himself. But you make a good point. And, you know, property taxes support local entities, schools and cities and counties and townships and so on. The state does give aid. In fact, now the state generates, I think it's close to 90%, 80-some percent, something like that, of the cost of education. So you're right. The state has been spending a lot more. When I got in the legislature many years ago, I think it was 30-some percent that the state was funding. Obviously, public education is important, and that's one of the reasons the dollars go there, but they shouldn't all go there, and it maybe shouldn't go there first. I agree with what you're saying. Actually, the legislature will decide later this year where a lot of those dollars that are unspent go. During the pandemic, the governor made a lot of those decisions, but because the legislation passed, this year, when we meet for a special session in November, the legislature will make those decisions. So let your thoughts be known to your representatives.
That's the plan. You always got to hope for. All right, break time. Got to take a quick one. We'll be back. Numbers to call, 800-228-0550. Dial it up. Carlotta is in Kindred, North Dakota. Says she knows who for what.
Perfect.
Carlotta coming up next.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed, and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change, and then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Text line 24/7 is 701-237-1590, or dial it up 800-228-0550. Kim Koppelman sitting in for Scott Hennin, who's back on Thursday, I guess. Remember this song?
Tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man.
Especially when they're driving around in that that Puckledge Chevrolet Trail Boss that Scotty's got.
There's just a few of those pickup men in North Dakota,
there's a
aren't
couple
there?
Around the neighborhood, is there not? Welcome back, Kim. Good to have you
Thank
back.
You. Hey, it's good to be with you and good to be sitting in Scott's chair today. I wanted to make one additional comment. Nate, I believe, called in just before our break and asked about all this money that the federal government sends to the states and why are we spending it this way versus that way and so on. And part of that is I can tell you what the North Dakota legislature would love to do if we were allowed to. And that is spend the money on the needs that we have in our state and lower your taxes and make sure that our tax burden was even less. We have one of the lowest tax burdens in the nation, but we'd like it to be even lower. However, when the federal government, which seems to have a big printing press, that they continue to print money that they don't have, which leads to inflation and all kinds of other things we could talk about, gives us the money as states, they put all kinds of strings on it. And they say, one of the things they say is you can't supplant your domestic spending, the spending you do in your state, with these dollars. In other words, you can't take North Dakota taxpayers' dollars and use those dollars from the federal government instead and give the taxpayers their money back. We're trying to get them to loosen the strings a little bit on some of that, and some of it is working. So that's the good news.
All right, Carlotta is on from Kindred about Knows Her Reps. Carlotta, what's on your mind?
Hi, Carlotta.
Hi. Kim, I used to live in West Fargo. And
uh-huh.
I had your sign in my front yard.
Well, thank you.
So I know who you are.
Uh-huh.
And I live in District 25 now.
Uh-huh.
Which, I believe is a conservative district. I know I'm conservative. But we have Senator Lewick as our senator.
Larry Lewick,
and,
indeed.
Right, and Mitz Cog, who is a Democrat.
Alisa Mitz Cog,
Beck Schreiber.
Yep, Cindy Schreiber Beck, yes.
The other one.
Fantastic. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well,
go ahead.
I just want to say, every vote that we had, that this legislature had this last year, both of our representatives voted against the conservative point of view.
Hmm.
So I'm really trying to figure out how do we get conservative representatives for our district. It's very disturbing to me.
Yeah, I think the answer to that question, Carlotta, is to know who you're voting for and to ask them the hard questions when they're campaigning about what they believe in and where they stand on various issues and so on. And you're right. It's not always true that the political label that you wear necessarily dictates how you vote or what you stand for. I have to say we have good people in North Dakota in the legislature in both parties, but you're right. Not everyone is a conservative, and it's important for the citizens to demand that those who they elect to represent them actually represent their point of view. So great points. Thank you for calling, and I'm glad you know who represents you. By the way, we are on the cusp of redistricting in North Dakota, which means every census that occurs, the population shifts or grows or moves around a little bit, and we have to change district lines. So you may or may not be in that same district by the time the next election rolls around. Stay tuned.
Okay. Well, that would be interesting. in the Kindred area, we have like about 800 people.
Mm-hmm.
And we have about 800 students in our school, in Kindred.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So we need to have the votes reflect at least our student body.
Sure.
In our district.
Absolutely. So, no, that's very true.
And we did find out it's Kindred homecoming.
Hey, how about that? Yes, and in our local version, before we went statewide here, Nate Safe, the football coach, was on with us talking about the Harvest Leadership Prayer Breakfast, which is coming up on the 30th of October, a home game day for the Bison, and that's going to be a neat event. So go Kindred. Go Vikings.
Thank you, Carlotta.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Cheryl's in Bismarck on her rep. Cheryl, what's on your mind?
Hi, Cheryl.
Good morning. And I'm in district.
Oh, you got to turn your radio down. Turn your radio down there. You can.
Okay.
Or just
I'm in
plug
District
your other
35.
Ear.
Turn the radio down.
Turn the radio down here.
There I am. I'm in District 35.
8 seconds later.
Yes.
And I have Aaron Oban, Karen Carls, and Bob Martinson.
Uh-huh.
And I think that all three of them are doing a good job. I know a couple are Republican, and then Aaron is a Democrat, but mm-hmm. I think that they're all reasonable, and they all are representing us very well, and I'm pretty happy.
That's good.
Think North Dakotans are all, unless you're really, really out there, most North Dakotans are pretty reasonable, mm-hmm. rational, and I feel happy with our representatives.
Well, that's great. And I think you're the third caller on this topic, and we have a little contest going today. When you're off the air, they'll or stay on the line, maybe I should tell you, and they'll figure this out for you and tell you what you need to do. But I think you get a special gift from MyPillow, which is great stuff today. And we wanted to find folks who knew who their legislators were, and you do, and you know what district you live in, which is great. And all the people that have been named from all the districts we've talked about, of course, I know and serve with and know very well. In fact, you mentioned Karen Carls, and she was my vice chairman on the House Judiciary Committee for several years. I chaired that committee for a long time before becoming Speaker of the House, and actually chair the Interim Judiciary Committee right now. She serves on that committee as well. Wonderful person, and know all the legislators that have been mentioned today and have worked with all of them. So thank you again for calling. Hang on the line, and someone will help you out with how you can activate those that prize.
All right, our main man, Daniel, just get with Cheryl there, and we'll get her information. We'll get her a gift from MyPillow. I don't know what we're doing, but we'll find something. We have a whole thing, a closet full of fun stuff from MyPillow.
Yeah, Scott had some idea there. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly.
Oh, he'll take care of
it. Well, we are talking today. My name is Kim Koppelman, Speaker of the House in North Dakota, and I'm sitting in Scott's chair filling in. And we are talking a lot about what's going on in North Dakota. We're going to have some special guests later in the show to talk about that as well, colleagues of mine in the legislature. And we invite calls from people around North Dakota. Anything that's going on that you are wondering about, are pleased with, are not so pleased with, we have questions about what's happening, we invite your calls. And we'd love to visit with you more about that.
And the numbers to call, 800-228-0550. If you want to shoot us a text anytime 24/7 at 701-237-1590. And I see we're going to talk to Mike LaFleur.
We are. One of my colleagues from the other end of the state, from the Dickinson area, Mike LaFleur, who now chairs the House Industry, Business, and Labor Committee. And Mike is a good friend, good legislator, so we'll look forward to visiting with him.
All right. That's what's on your mind. Again, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You want to put the 701 in there? No problem. Or 701-237-1590. I got a quick message here from a listener friend. The date on the prayer breakfast again.
Yes, it is October 30th, and I hope people will come from all over the state.
And that's going to be at the Fargo Ramada mm-hmm. at the Woodland Conference Center on the 30th.
Okay. All right.
9 to 10:30 in the morning.
Yes, sir.
There you go, Todd. Don't say I never
all
gave
right.
you nothing. All right.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or by text at 701-237-1590. Kim Koppelman with us on What's in Your Mind. More on the way.
Find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A sharply divided U.S. Senate failed on Monday to advance a measure to suspend the federal debt ceiling and avoid a government shutdown.
The near party line vote of 48 yeas against 50 noes fell short of the 60 votes needed to push the bill. Democrats who control both chambers of Congress now have just 3 days to find another way to keep the government operating beyond Thursday. South Korea's military officials confirmed Tuesday that North Korea military had fired a short-range missile toward its eastern sea. North Korea's ambassador to the United Nations defended the latest launch in remarks to the UN General Assembly, demanding the United States and South Korea end their hostile policy against the country. An Arizona judge Monday ruled the state's ban on mask mandates in schools and other measures are unconstitutional. Attorney General Mark Brnovich tweeted Monday he will appeal the ruling. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at University of Mary. You know, congrats to you, Mary. Another the number
C&G Lending
in the nation. Number one.
Wow.
Number one. Yeah. And they have been. It's the second time in 3 years. Their nursing program has been recognized for their standard of excellence by nursing's national benchmarking service, Mountain Measurements. The diligent oversight and expertise of the university's nursing faculty shows in the graduates. The test results are there. Every nursing graduate passed their certifying exam on the first try.
Wow. That's impressive.
That's pretty good.
And we 100%. Need nurses. There's a nursing shortage, so they're doing a good job.
They're there fast enough. 100% success rate. The university is proud to receive that honor. It's even prouder of the top-notch nursing graduates who continue the long tradition of excellence out of the University of Mary. My friend who's running track there just loves it. She's a freshman. Just loves the campus. Loves the 24-hour dining, too. Got that going. So each class of graduates, the School of Health Sciences, that's their mission. Prepare healthcare professionals anchored in moral courage who respect and defend the dignity of the human. That's it. Discover the finest nursing education in the nation at umary.edu/nursing. Tell them what's on your mind and the team sent you. Fantastic record there.
Excellent.
Tim Koppelman, good to have you in for Scotty today, and
I believe we
got Mike on the line.
All right. Well, for listeners just joining us, Representative Kim Koppelman, Speaker of the House, sitting in Scott's chair today. And we have a guest on the line who's not only a friend, but a fellow legislator and a committee chairman, Mr. Mike LaFleur from Dickinson, who chairs the Industry, Business, and Labor Committee in the House of Representatives. Mike, are you with us? I'm not hearing Mike. Okay. Well,
we are
efforting that. Yeah, we are going to get him on the phone shortly. And Mike has quite a background. He was on the city commission, I believe, and he was on the planning and zoning board and the park board. So he was very involved in the community in Dickinson before coming to the legislature. And I remember him coming in and testifying when I served on the political subdivisions committee. He ran a collection agency for many years in Dickinson, so I think he has a baseball bat somewhere that he goes after people who owe money.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's retired from that, I believe, now. But then he ran for the legislature, so now he's a colleague.
I am really, because we were out, Scotty was out at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the conference last week. I'm amazed what's going on in western North Dakota.
It's amazing.
Even with the hiccups we're seeing lately with the energy and the Keystone, things like that.
Indeed.
It's still just fantastic. I mean,
it's a different
place. The
numbers
are unreal.
Yeah, it's completely different than it was 10 or 20 years ago. And I think we have a man on the line who can tell us more about that. Representative Mike LaFleur, Chairman of the Industry, Business, and Labor Committee. Welcome.
Well, good morning, Kim, and thank you for having me on the show today.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you're with us, and I've been building you up, telling folks about all the things you've done, including collecting money. I don't know if you had a baseball bat that you went around doing that in the private sector before you ran for the legislature, but at any rate, a businessman, a former city official, very active in the community out there, and now very active on the state level. Mike, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me again, Kim. This is a good time to be in North Dakota. You know, we've got a lot of challenges ahead of us, but what a better place to be on this earth than North Dakota.
Absolutely. So we finished the legislative session this year, and fill listeners in a little bit. We had a gentleman named George Kaiser, who for many years chaired the Industry, Business, and Labor Committee, one of these stellar legends almost in the North Dakota legislature, has done a wonderful job. He's having some health issues these days, and he became the vice chairman of the committee this session and turned the gavel over to Representative LaFleur. So, Mike, in that transition, how did that go, and what happened with regard to business in North Dakota this legislative session?
Well, you're right. Representative Kaiser stepped aside, and the simple fact of the matter is having him as the vice chair was so valuable to me, and he's a hero to me. This man doesn't do it for the publicity. Mm-hmm. He's a very smart man who's worked very, very hard on all the issues that come before any committee, in healthcare, a review committee during the interim, and so forth. But having him and that committee had some veterans on it, Representative mm-hmm. Ruby, Representative Casper, and mm-hmm. and so many more. And we had five freshmen on the committee that just stepped up to the plate and just did an outstanding job. And as you know, when there's five freshmen on a committee, there's a learning curve that goes along with mm-hmm. that, but they just did an outstanding job.
That's true, Mike. And a couple of years ago, chairing the Judiciary Committee at the time, out of the 14 or 15 members, we had 9 freshmen. So that was a real learning curve, but they did a great job.
Well, I remember that. I remember feeling a little low for you at that time. I knew that was going to be, but, you know, at the end of the day, these people are elected by the people, and they're good people, and
they are.
They work hard. So that we're fortunate that slows the learning curve down. So
absolutely, and for me it was a great challenge because I was almost a teacher again. And as you pointed out, these people are accomplished people in their own districts and their own communities. I was thinking as you were talking about Representative Kaiser, you know, he ran a business for many years. You did the same. I've done the same. North Dakota has legislators who are grassroots people who know how to meet a payroll, who know how to run a business, who know how to balance a budget. And that's one of the reasons we have such a common sense legislature, I think. Don't you?
I do, too. And, you know, before I got into the legislature, I always wondered how hard do these people work. And I'm here to tell you that legislators work very, very hard. And to know the issues in a very short period of time, that's a big challenge to do for 80 days. And so there's a lot of reading going on, a lot of conversing going on. How do we get to the best possible public policy that we can to better serve the citizens of our state? And I think with social media politicizes things far too much. Mm-hmm. I don't think of colleagues in the legislature as trying to be political. I think the greater share of want good public policy and mm-hmm. something that we can be proud of. There's a lot of good things that happened this last session that really didn't get much messaging. Mm-hmm. And I think that's unfortunate because I think the legislature did a fantastic job of getting a good common sense legislation that helps people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you the one that I'm very proud of. It's a bill that's sponsored by Representative Michael Howe from mm-hmm. West Fargo, bright young man. Yep. It was a COVID liability bill because mm-hmm. if you remember last spring, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I should say, who knew what the word COVID even meant?
Right.
And now to have something thrown at us with just not much warning, businesses were and still are, to a certain extent, having difficulty getting supplies and things like that. So they worked employers and employees worked very hard to get through this process, whether it was making sure you're, and I own a restaurant, and making sure it's clean and a safe environment for your employees, for your customers. But that's not an easy task. And I think that businesses in North Dakota did an outstanding job of converting their business to be through this pandemic. Mm-hmm. And there were out-of-state law firms that were starting to take legal action against small businesses. And right. This has been on record in several other states. Mm-hmm. And so we put a COVID liability bill together, and Greater North Dakota Chamber and others were involved too, that really did a nice job of taking away what I would call needless lawsuits. Right. It doesn't take away the fact that if you were reckless and not keeping your place clean and so forth, that you couldn't be liable. But this is a good common sense bill.
Well, that's a great point, Mike. And for our listeners that may not know, and this kind of transcends from the industry, business, and labor world into the judiciary world, where I lived for a number of years. And you know, what we've tried to combat in North Dakota is not the idea that you shouldn't have your day in court. Everybody should, as Representative LaFleur mentioned, if there's a legitimate claim. However, our nation is full of frivolous lawsuits. And what we tried to prevent in North Dakota in this bill is, for example, if you came down with COVID and you said, well, gee, it was because I was in Mike LaFleur's restaurant one day or such and such a grocery store or whatever, and then tried to sue that establishment when there was really no way to prove that that's where you were exposed and so on. We wanted to make sure that our courts weren't flooded with those kinds of cases. And that's exactly what that bill did. And it's a great example, Mike.
It's something that I think we all need to be proud of, because at the end of the day, there are no winners in this situation that we're going through right now. It's been stressful for everyone, and that just took one level of stress away.
Right.
That employers don't have to worry about that. So I thought that was a very big deal.
No, I agree. And, you know, it brings up another question that I'm hearing a lot these days. And as you know, we have a special session coming up in November when we're going to be dealing with redistricting primarily, along with deciding how to spend some of the federal money that's come down with the COVID pandemic. But one of the questions I'm hearing a lot, and we have some large employers in North Dakota that maybe some small ones that are now requiring vaccination as a condition of employment. And I've had calls from people who are saying, my goodness, I react to vaccines. I can't get this vaccine, but they're telling me if I don't, I'm going to lose my job. And that's an issue. And we didn't do anything in the legislature yet to deal with that. I believe there are some things floating around maybe to deal with that. But what do you think about all of that?
Well, I serve on a couple of hospital boards, and I can tell you that there's a great deal of concern from employees in regard to having to being mandated to get a vaccine as a condition of employment. And I, for one, certainly don't support that.
Yeah,
I think we have to trust our people to be able to make the right decision.
Right.
And so that's. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I felt leaving the session, as you mentioned, we did a great job passing the bill you talked about, protecting businesses. I think we did a great job passing units of government in much the same way as a result of the pandemic. The one thing I think we maybe fell short on is not protecting individuals enough, and maybe there'll be an opportunity to do that during our special session. We'll see.
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, the state of Montana has recently passed a bill, and I've reviewed that, and actually I had some thoughts on different things that might be done to mitigate this. But mm-hmm. by the same token, you know, when you look at the statistics, and I talk about this through a hospital perspective, the hospitalizations are largely those that are unvaccinated. Now, I believe everybody's right to determine whether or not they want to get vaccinated, period.
Sure.
And so for those that aren't vaccinated, we need to take care of them.
Yeah.
Just like anything else, whether it was the flu or what have you, we need to take care of people that get sick, period.
You can hang around after the break, Mike. We'll visit a little more. Thank you.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or by text at 701-237-1590. New number, 237-1590. Put that in your permanent record. Etch that into your brain. More What's New Mind. Kim Koppelman filling in. More coming up.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we are here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
MetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner, pizzas two for $10. What a deal. Any size Fountain Pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls with 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's Salted Nut Rolls, two for $1. The Giant Sunflower Seeds, $1.39. Assorted T-shirts, only $9.99. And Firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. MetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, the 4 for 4 special and more. MetroServe USA.
There's hot tubs and there's hot spring spas. They're the same thing, but they're not. Vince, hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell me what's different about hot springs.
The absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things that determine whether you use your hot tub a lot or not at all. And we want you to use it because we know when you do, you're better.
Hot spring spa is hassle-free. That's what I'd say about it. I have one. You should too. Hot spring spas, pool tables too. Online at hot spring spas and pool tables too.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, Tuesday edition. Hard to believe October's coming in Friday.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
2 days left. We're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Daily lunch specials as well as the 4 for 4 every day. Today, if you're off 292 on I-94 in Valley City, the hot beef sandwich and the made-from-scratch chicken pot pie.
Oh, man.
So good. Up at Harwood, meatball dinner today. West Main Avenue in West Fargo serving up meatloaf. Cheesy pasta bake. We call that a hot dish in this part of the country on 12th Avenue. NP Avenue's got the tater tot hot dish from scratch. And Glendon serving up the fantastic Swedish meatballs and beef tips up in Yulin, Minnesota. The 4 for 4 is simple, too. Personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, a couple of cookies, $4 every day, all day, at all the PetroServe locations. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. welcoming Kim Koppelman back in for
Scotty. You know, at their headquarters, they have Clark and they have Kent. I don't know if they have Superman, but Clark Kent, both with PetroServe and upper management there.
Oh, there you go.
Absolutely. So, anyway, good to be with you. For those who may not know me, Kim Koppelman, I serve in the legislature as the Speaker of the House in North Dakota, and glad to be sitting in Scott's chair today to help out while he takes a little time off, well-deserved. And we have a special guest on the line with us, and that is a colleague of mine in the legislature from Dickinson, North Dakota, Representative Mike LaFour. I should say Chairman Mike LaFour, because he chairs the Industry, Business, and Labor Committee. And, Mike, you're still with us.
I sure am.
Great. I believe we may have a caller on the line that wants to talk with you. Am I right about that, or did we lose him?
No, Jared is in Washburn, talking about river cleanup. Jared, okay. Did you have a question?
Darren.
Oh, I'm sorry, Darren. What's your question? Go ahead.
No, I just want to congratulate Kim on his new role and thank him for serving us well in West Fargo. I live in Washburn now, but lived in West Fargo for the better part of 20 years. So, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
And then, as far as a question, I don't know if it's as much a question as a comment, but it's using vaccination to, I guess, ensure continued employment. I would think that with HIPAA laws, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but there ought to be a law already in existence that keeps employers from looking into their employees' medical record. And if not, I don't know what HIPAA serves. What purpose it deserves, because if I was an RN or whatever, I would want the same legal right as the patient that was, you know, assisting. Okay. But also, that's just one comment.
We also got a text, guys, that says, please ask the speaker what, if anything, North Dakota plans to do about King Biden's decree about the 100-plus employees vax mandate.
Well, and it's very interesting, I think, and I'll let the chairman of the IBL committee answer that as well, but I have wondered about your comment about HIPAA, Darren, as myself, and I need to dig into that. I have not asked the attorneys that delve into that part of the law, but I think we need to do so, because you're right. I mean, if anyone asks you anything else about your personal medical status or your health conditions or and so on, and what medications you're on, what diseases you've had, et cetera. We can't do that legally anymore in the USA, and that's because of HIPAA. And we're reminded of that frequently, and yet with the pandemic, it seems like it's an open book, and I'm not sure exactly why that is. But you're right. That's something I think we need to dig into and find out. Mike, any comment?
Well, I agree with that. The simple fact of the matter is that HIPAA is a law that's been enforced for many years, and we can't turn it on and turn it off like a light switch. This is the individual's right to privacy in their healthcare records, and so I believe that some of the questions that I've seen employers give out is asking them if they would divulge that information. Mm-hmm. And so if they divulge the information, that's when they say, well, we need you to get a vaccine or not get a vaccine, or you've already been vaccinated. But no, that, again, we're getting into individual privacy. We're getting into individual rights. And we need to make sure, and the comment about President Biden's executive order is, it's too intrusive. We really need to get back to where this country fought so hard for our freedoms and our rights. And so digging into personal health issues and mandating that you have to get a vaccine when you don't want to get a vaccine. I've had a lot of people contact me. They love their jobs, but they're concerned enough that they're looking. I do know some people in different sectors of employment that are looking for jobs in a different place. Montana is one now. They have that legislation. So We really have to be careful today about what we're asking people to do and what information to share.
And I'm glad, Representative LaFour, I'm glad you're on that, because I think as chairman of the Industry, Business, and Labor Committee, you're in the ideal spot to help lead that charge. So we appreciate your efforts there. Jared, thank you for calling in and asking, and thanks to the texter also.
Darren, I think it was.
I'm sorry, Darren. Yeah. I have Jared on my screen. Darren,
no, all good.
Appreciate it. I think we have another call from Bob from Valley City, also about vaccine mandates. Bob, are you with us?
Yeah, I sure am.
Hi, go ahead.
My question is, my daughter works up at the Cheyenne Care Center here in Valley City.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a policy that if you have any kind of contact or showing any kind of symptoms or anything, they send you home for 14 days.
Mm.
Well, the problem is she's been sent home 5 times, 14
wow.
times, 14 days, 5 times, and she didn't get paid one penny.
Hmm. Issues we need to look into.
Yeah, hang on, Bob. We'll get you on the other side of the break so you can finish the comment and give a question.
Very good.
Wow.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins and Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins and Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins and Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes.
Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.